You're listening to SBS News.
From hero of the crypto sector to protagonist of the industry's highest profile crash. That's the journey of 30-year-old Sam Bankman-Fried, former founder of Bahamian cryptocurrency exchange FTX. After announcing his resignation and filing for bankruptcy on Friday, what was once the world's second largest crypto exchange is now the subject of scrutiny from the Royal Bahamas Police. Capital Peak Strategies founder Alex Zerdin explains.
Crypto, I think, topped out roughly around $3 trillion earlier this year, and we are far below that right now. This is another major setback for the digital assets industry. This is going to invite a substantial amount of regulatory and potentially legislative, as well as potential law enforcement scrutiny.
The once multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency enterprise started unraveling after concerns over its financial health, reportedly leading to some $9 billion in withdrawals over 3 days. A cash crunch that led to a failed bailout offer from rival Binance. Hours later, it announced it was investigating a $500 million cyber attack, leading to digital assets being moved into cold storage, crypto wallets acting as a safeguard against hackers. Due to its widespread of investors, some analysts say it echoes that of the 2008 Lehman Brothers collapse, as Bianco Research President Jim Bianco explains.
Other hedge funds, other brokerage firms that have money with them, their money is now gone or trapped in FTX. They have obligations to meet. They have, in the case of, say, venture capital, they've got payroll that they have to meet. They cannot do that now because they cannot access their money, and they may not be able to get their money for several years, and only a small fraction of it when they do, after it goes through a bankruptcy proceeding.
The collapse has shocked investors, Bitcoin suffering a 10% fall. But some experts say it isn't the end, as Alex explains.
The bankruptcy filing of FTX is a major setback for the cryptocurrency industry. However, I don't think it's on par with Lehman Brothers just because of the economic realities and the economic value that Lehman Brothers had on the wider economy. Here, I think it is a little bit more limited. Obviously, there are a number of investors who are going to be severely impacted, both retail and institutional, by the collapse of FTX. However, it's not as widespread across the economy and likely is not systemically as important as the failure of Lehman Brothers.
Jim Bianco says the collapse has prompted fresh calls for tighter regulation.
Everybody has lost confidence in all of them. So they're going to need some kind of assurance through regulation and transparency that if you deposit your money on these brokerage exchanges, that your money is safe.
Francesca DiNuccio, SBS News.